Good morning. Welcome to the BFS Army YouTube channel. I am Razzle11, and you can find me on Twitter at Razzle11Grinds. Going to take a look at some pitching for today, the 25th of July. It's Tuesday. We have a 12-game main slate of action for us today. There are some weather issues. Philly, Washington, New York, and Boston all look to have some weather issues happening this evening. Of the four, Boston looks like the best as of now, but we are going to need to pay attention, especially because that Boston game, I think, is going to have some runs scored. Atlanta visiting, probably going to be a pretty important game for us on our main slate. But let's take a look. We get the Minnesota-Seattle series continuing in Minnesota. Minnesota -120 favorite. Pablo Lopez hasn't been as strong at home overall. More wins, complete game shutout kind of skews his fantasy points, his overall numbers. I don't know, they're kind of all over the place. K's are great at home. Home runs are way down. But he's just allowing more runs. He did just throw a pretty strong game against the Seattle squad. Made one mistake, racked up seven strikeouts. As we know, Seattle and Minnesota both teams strike out a ton. So there's plenty of K upside in this game. So Lopez hasn't looked great the last couple, but prior to that, he was rolling. So to me, it's obvious why he's one of the highest priced guys. I would have him at, I mean, I believe Snell should be higher priced than him, but kind of look down here at going against Pablo Lopez. George Kirby struck out 10 Twins last week, shut him down completely. Hasn't been as strong on the road from a fantasy point per game perspective. That's basically just based on not getting the wins. His K numbers are way down on the road, which is a little annoying. Allowing a few more hits, a little more contact. But he has been a bit more volatile. But that dominant performance against Minnesota is going to be on everybody's mind. Seeing him at 8,700 is very intriguing. Definitely going to be in my pool. But I'm not going to go super heavy on him just because I've said it before. I generally don't like it when pitchers make back-to-back starts against the same team. So the same can be said about Pablo Lopez, which is probably why Blake Snell will end up my number one. Snell's last start looked really rough, seven walks, but he managed to work his way out of it, allowing just one run. But seven walks is a bit ridiculous. K's were down, but this is a guy that has double-digit K upside. Had been rocking double-digit Ks, but five of his previous seven starts. So I am going to be all about Snell. I know Darvish let us down a ton, but I'm still going to Snell, a -285 home favorite on the slate. Looking at his numbers, he did strike out 10 Pirates earlier. They did beat him, but it wasn't because he got lit up or anything. His overall performances have been stronger at home. K rate is much higher. Walk rate is lower. Average against and whip are obviously lower as well, and better win equity at home. So to me, Snell is the number one option on this slate. Julio Urias against the Blue Jays, -145 favorite. A guy that's been absolutely dominant at home and atrocious on the road, dealing with some injuries throughout the year, but his home numbers are just so spectacular. Coming off of a terrible start against Baltimore. Prior to that, he shut down New York in New York. Was very strong against the Pirates. So he's had two great starts and two bad starts in the second half, or since his return from the IL, I guess. I guess the second half, he's had one great one and one terrible start. Pitch count wise, in the 90s, so he should be good to go. An extra day of rest as well, which I love to see. So I am going to be using Snell a decent amount, mostly because I just don't think Toronto is all that strong against left-handed pitching. They do have guys that I think should be able to hit left-handed pitchers well, but overall they just don't have the same power against left-handed pitching as they do against right-handed pitching. So because of that, I will have some Urias. I'm not going to go super heavy. I would guess it's a 20 to 25% play for me in my pool, but we will know more about percentages later once we get some projected ownerships to populate. Andrew Abbott going against the Brewers. Brewers are a minus 155 favorite. Abbott has had some rough starts against the Brewers. He's been better at home, which is shocking. The only runs he's given up at home have been all solo home runs. He got lit up by the Brewers and then he was solid, but the K's weren't there. Coming off of a great start against San Francisco, 8 innings, his longest start in the major leagues. 6 strikeouts. Strikeouts have come down a little bit since his, 3-game stretch here. I don't expect them to be up here, long term. I think the 6 to 7K range is probably more his cruising speed. We know I love taking left-handed pitchers against Milwaukee, so right now he is going to be in my pool. But I don't know. He hasn't been trended all that well, against them, which is weird. So I do have to, be cautious because they've seen him twice now. Or, this will be the third game against them in the last 18 days. So they're very familiar with what he's capable of doing. So that should be their fourth time against him. I forgot about his debut where he dominated against the Brewers. But right now he's right on the borderline. I think he's in my pool, but I might move him out. It all depends on some of this weather stuff and how I feel about, my 8-man pool. Charlie Morton, I'm interested, but I'm probably going to skip. He threw a pretty strong game against Boston. He has been better on the road, coming off of a rough performance, but he had been solid prior to that. The weather in Boston, I'm not really sure about. I am interested, but we're going to play the wait and see game with him and based on the weather in Boston, like I mentioned. Vegas line in that game, I'm not seeing one. I think we're waiting on Boston to officially announce a starter. So that'll be something to pay attention to as well. Corbin Burns has been absolutely dominant the last couple times out, mostly on the road, which you're going to see in a second, his home road splits. He's been far better on the road this season, but he's absolutely dominated the Reds across 3 starts. 26 strikeouts and 18 innings of work, just 5 runs allowed. I have no problem going back to Burns. Even with how dangerous this Cincinnati lineup has become, I think Burns is an excellent play, which is kind of goes against what I felt about him early in the season. Going down to Verlander here, we have weather in New York. Gonna want to pay attention. He did shut down the Yankees earlier. He hasn't been great on the road, so that is worrisome. But the Yankees lineup is pretty weak right now. I think there's a lot of upside, but like I said, we have to play the wait and see game with the weather. I would like to include Verlander, but that's something we'll make a decision on later in the afternoon. Merrill Kelly coming off of the IL against St. Louis. At least DK has Kelly listed. I've seen Zach Gallen in some places, so we're gonna have to pay attention to see who the actual starter is. I don't think I'll be interested in Kelly in his first game off of the IL at his price point. St. Louis, just woke up a little bit last night, did some damage to Ryan Nelson, so I don't think Kelly's going to make my pool. If it is Zach Gallen will make my pool because home Zach Gallen is spectacular. We already talked about Kirby. Domingo Germán. Has some solid numbers at home, makes some mistakes, gives up home runs, coming off a rough start, but he's been solid in other performances, obviously through that perfect game against Oakland. Not really sure if it should count. Just kidding. Obviously, it counts, but Oakland is pretty weak. Never really know what we're going to get with Domingo Germán, but we do know that he has plenty of upside. And if the weather is clear enough, I plan to include him in my pool, or at least initially, and then I will adjust from there. No, thank you on JP France against Texas. I'm just not interested in picking on the Texas squad. And France's home numbers have not been strong, giving up home runs. Just right around 2 per 9, it looks like. Quick math in my head. So I'll just pass on JP France. Alex Cobb against Oakland in San Francisco. Very intriguing. His home numbers are pretty strong. Allowed just one home run so far in 43 and two thirds. His K numbers are lower at home, but that's all right. Coming off a really tough start against a tough Cincinnati squad. But I think he's definitely an option. I don't see a Vegas line right now, so there must be some questions on who the actual pitching is for one of these teams. I would guess for Oakland. Kind of going down, not really taking Bassett against the Dodgers. Sevalia against Kansas City. I am interested. He is a minus 205 favorite. He absolutely dominated Kansas City earlier. Like, ridiculous. Considering he's not a big K guy, striking out 9. Very strong. 2 runs or less in 4 straight starts. But he's not striking out a ton in those. Obviously, that Kansas City start mixed in there. I'm still interested. This Kansas City squad does increase his strikeout potential in the matchup. Kopech, I am very interested in for upside. He's been stronger at home, minus his home run issues and walks, obviously. Coming off a very strong start against the Mets, walks are still a bit of an issue, which we have that going on again. But when he's right, we see this stretch that he had, in May. And that could happen again. Like, that last start could be a precursor to a strong run here. So I'm definitely interested in the upside that Kopech provides us at his price point. No interest in Hendricks. I don't really care. Pivetta, no, not against Atlanta. I love the way he looked against Oakland in his long relief. Then he came back and threw one inning just a few days ago. But the weather plus taking on Atlanta. I'm gonna pass, but I am a fan of Pivetta and his ability. Steven Matz, tempted to be on him, but I think I'm going to pass. I don't necessarily want to pick on Arizona, but Matz intrigues me some. Most likely, he's going to be on the outside looking in on my pool. Austin Gomber against Washington, not really. I mean, he's better on the road, obviously, but I'm not sure we need to go there. He has put up some random solid performances, but there is weather in that one as well, and Washington is a minus 145 favorite. Yeah, down here, I don't really see anybody. Bradford randomly has strong games, but I'm just not picking on Houston right now. Greinke against Cleveland, no thanks. Waldichuk, no. Maybe Trevor Williams. As I dig into some histories and stuff, maybe. But his overall performances of late have not been good, and I just don't. He hasn't showcased a ton of upside in over a month. But he did get there against St. Louis, so it is possible. And this Colorado team is not very strong. But again, weather going on there in Washington. So there we have it. There's a look at the pitching for today. If you enjoy what I bring to you, please hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, turn the notification bell on, and get the alert anytime we drop videos at DFS Army. And if you want to join us, I will put links in the description below. You can use promo code RAZ, it's RAZ, for 10% off monthly. And as always, best of luck, everybody.